50% righteousness.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo. See, I just jumped right to the yo, because there was nobody in here to say good morning, USA.
I would love to get in my seat, but
would you like to start over? All right, let's hit reset. Hit reset one time. All right. Reset the shot clock. You ready? Go.
Good morning, USA.
Yo, Y'all on for a week.
Gone fishing, that's right.
All right. Thanksgiving break is upon us, and we all are looking forward to it. I haven't even started packing yet. I ain't going nowhere South Carolina.
I was like, where you go?
We're going to South Carolina. That's all.
I ain't going nowhere.
I haven't packed a thing yet. Actually, I'm leaving for Orlando on Friday.
One time for Orlando. Mm-hmm. Orlando holds a special place in my heart. That's where my aunt lives, my first cousin, to my man Keith. It's my mom's sister. She's going to Orlando every other summer.
But you work out there?
Her name is Keith?
No, my first cousin's name is Keith.
Oh, I was like, wow, that's odd.
Yes, the hell's wrong with you?
Did he say, like,
he
my
did
aunt?
No, I did die. Oh, I said, salute to my aunt. I said, my aunt and my first cousin live there.
Keith.
Okay, I know I'm country, but I don't have a first cousin on. All right?
Hey, I don't know.
Hey, it's my first cousin on.
I plan to go to Disney World.
Her name is Keith.
I plan to go to Disney World for the first time, though. You know, it's classic weekend, so I'm going to be out there with 104.5 The Beat in Orlando.
Oh, it's classic weekend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, people would rent cars and put rims on them for classic weekend.
That's right.
Would they now? I've never been.
I see my man. I wonder if that's why Lil Duval bought all them old schools.
Well, because of classic weekend?
Yeah.
Probably.
I ain't even think about it. I ain't talk to him.
I got a day party. I got a nighttime party. I'm going to be at the beach.
Okay.
So I was there before. I had a good time.
How you get to Disney World with all that stuff going on?
Be there all weekend.
Okay, cool. I have a lot of fun. I'm going to be in Detroit Friday.
I mean, even
and then Saturday, I think I'm going to be in Raleigh.
Even if you don't have the weekend to go to Disney World, you got all week because we off all next week. Drop one of cruise bombs for this vacation.
Yeah, you can go for it.
We don't take vacation. We take like two vacations a year.
And I always feel bad about it.
And one is a real vacation in the summer. The rest is all around the holidays. Okay?
That's right.
Which reminds me, I got to check how many vacation days I have left.
Doesn't matter.
They don't roll over.
They don't roll over, but you ain't taking off. You ain't going nowhere.
Why not?
But we never go nowhere.
But we going somewhere this weekend. I am looking so forward to it, damn it. I was riding around listening to Tribe Called Quest album and that song Kids with Andre 3000 and Q-Tip. And Andre said he's Chick-fil-A nuggets, spicy Popeyes, McDonald's, french fries. I thought to myself, I'm going to eat all that on vacation.
There you go.
I'm going to eat all that
there
on vacation.
You go.
Okay? I'm going to eat every single thing he mentioned in that rhyme on vacation. You hear me? Oh, and he said he was Popeyes biscuits. Let's not forget that.
Oh, Popeyes
as
biscuits.
I like to call them, Popeyes chicken and nigger cookies.
Oh, all right? Stop it.
Can you stop using the N-word, please?
No, I won't. I'm trying not to.
You always say you're going to stop.
But I didn't use that in reference to somebody.
So stop using it.
I used it in reference to a biscuit.
Now,
it's a difference.
Shout out to all the powerful women I was with last night. I hosted the Ween Awards.
I saw you with young Tiana Taylor.
Yeah, she was being honored there. So are a lot of other women, as well Megan Good.
Mm-hmm.
Little Kim got the Icon Award.
Okay.
Very deserving.
Yes, Dia Sims. A lot of powerful women behind the scenes in business as well. Yara Shahidi from Black-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. She's very empowering young woman. I love when she speaks.
Okay.
So we had a great
time. Which daughter is that?
She's the main one, you know.
It's two daughters. The little girl with the glasses?
She's only 16 years old in real life. She's really pretty.
So her, that's what you're talking about? Okay, yeah, she's funny. She's hilarious.
She's funny in real life, too. Also, Sandra Bland's mother was there, and she was honored as well. Geneva Reed-Ville.
Damn. I hosted an event for Google last night.
How was that?
It's very interesting because, you know, Frederick Starr came up here and said, do your Googles or drop. We need to start playing more. But I hosted an event for Google last night, and it was fun because I didn't expect to get a Google phone, and they gave me a Google phone. So I really appreciate it. Drop one of Clues Bombs for free things. You know me.
Where's
things?
The phone? Where is it?
I got it right there.
Let me see.
And Jeremy Scott did the phone case.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
This is dope. I did not expect that.
I'm amazed you know who Jeremy Scott is.
I mean, who don't know who Jeremy Scott is? Oh. I actually hosted a TV show with Jeremy Scott. What did I do with Jeremy Scott once? It was something to do with MTV, but I host.
Charlamagne probably had those Adidas with the teddy bears on them.
Never.
Probably did one time.
Never.
That's how he knows who Jeremy Scott is. Well, Nick Cannon will be joining us this morning. We'll kick it with Nick.
Good segue. He would have loved being there with all those women in the room, by the way.
I'm sure. He probably knocked down half of them.
Stop it. Why would you even say that? We're talking about empowering women, and that's your comment?
Nick Cannon gets a lot of vagina.
He
let's
gets
be clear.
A lot of
and
women.
And I think he got a lot more since he put that damn turban on.
Does that make him a hoe?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Nick Cannon should be in the whole Hall of Fame.
Well, we'll talk to Nick Cannon and Front Page News, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo, this is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad, I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad.
Breakfast Club, let's go.
Tell him why you mad, bro.
Bro, I'm mad because Charlamagne is saying that a Mexican is the same thing as a Puerto Rican or a Hispanic is not. You know what I'm saying? Because it will be the same thing if I compare him to an orangutan, you know what I'm saying, a chimpanzee.
Oh, why you got to use the
no, it's not. No, it's not.
You went
no,
from a human
not.
Being that, to
that,
an
that
animal.
That is the same thing, you know what I'm
that
saying?
That is not the same. Now, if I said the monkey from Dora the Explorer, Diego, was Mexican, then it'd be an issue, okay? I didn't say that. I said...
You said it was the same thing.
Well, my
no,
bad.
No, it's definitely not the same thing, and I understand you being offended by that. But that doesn't mean you offend him and say that.
That means that if I offend somebody, somebody can offend me back.
Not
I
keep, by saying you're an orangutan.
I don't have no problem with how he offends me.
Hello, who's this?
This is your boy Rick from Cincinnati, man. I'm mad as hell, man. I got to get out of some of my apartments, my girl, man.
Why? Wow, what's the matter? What happened, Rick?
Well, you was chilling, man. You know, we ain't never did it. Like, I feel like you do your first time in a relationship, man. I went down, did my thing, whatever, man. And
Wait. You went down where?
Well, I went
congratulations
downtown,
for like, growing up.
And she was like, her mom apartment. They like blue, man. They police officers. She was like, you gonna go over my mom and dad house for Thanksgiving? I said, I'm gonna go, baby. But now I'm like. I promise you that. Now she keep bringing it up, and she's so excited, man.
You know why she's so excited? Because it's not real until the man shows up to your parents' house for Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, she want to know she's not just a side chick. She want to know she's the turkey and not the stuffing.
Right, so I know it's a big thing, but she now feel like super happy, Charlamagne. She's happy and bragging and telling them, man. I'm like, man, I'm like nervous around blue, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Man, relax. You ain't committing no crimes. Okay, and you fool around, you get into the family, then you get one of them PBA cards. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta put up, but don't show up, it's gonna be problems. They blue, so I think I better go, man.
Go so you can be a part of the family and get one of them PBA cards. So when you get pulled over, you can hand the cops that and say, "Hey, my family's police officers."
But you better not mess up and be serious about her.
If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, penis picture alert. A penis picture has leaked. Now, I was trying to send it to Revolt so they could blur it out and still post it, but it's too big to blur it out, so I couldn't do that. Apparently, Genuine had a private picture leak, and Twitter went crazy with that. I don't know if you guys saw Genuine trending.
White women love Pony, by the way.
Listen,
all right,
they do.
I don't know if it's because of
that Magic Mike movie. They love Pony.
All right, Genuine tweeted, "Everybody keep talking about pics and all. So what? We all trust people at times that we shouldn't. Won't say names as of now. Stay tuned."
So I'm assuming he's packing is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what we're saying. There were a lot of jokes online.
Big beige bulge.
Baymonce tweeted out, "Is there any more room for me in those jeans?" Everybody was going crazy. Charlamagne, you look upset.
No, I'm just always wondering what the reaction would be if my penis pics leaked. That's
not
all.
That.
It always comes back to me in some way, shape, or form.
It'd be a little crunchy black.
Would it be a good thing or a bad thing for you? For Genuine, it was kind of a good thing.
I don't have a big penis. I'm not even going to say it.
So it wouldn't be a good thing.
I'm 7 inches, 3/4, 8 when it's warm.
So those memes would be incredible if leaked.
I'm very average.
All right, Iggy Azalea just got an award from GQ Magazine. They named her Woman of the Year in Australia. Now, here's what she said when she went up to get her award.
I just want to give a big thank you to GQ for this award. I've won a lot of awards over the last few years, but this one means the absolute most to me because I can finally say that I have an award-winning vagina. Thank you so much.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, okay, now I'm going to tell you what it is. I think it was
I just didn't get it.
A bit of an awkward moment for her because she had said before that speech, that part of the speech, she did say that everybody came up there with hilarious speeches and she didn't prepare anything. So I guess that was her attempt at kind of trying to be funny. See, but
that's why you shouldn't follow the crowd. Don't do what everybody else is doing, okay? Do what you feel like you should be doing on that stage. And somebody in the crowd should have yelled out, "I heard it stinks!" Just because.
That would be you.
Just to be a jerk.
You wouldn't have done that. That's your friend.
I like it.
Right, so you wouldn't have done that.
He would have did that regardless.
Oh, no, this GQ Awards was in Los Angeles, by the way.
It would have sounded great, though.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little awkward when you got to get up there. I was doing the Ween Awards. I'm not really good at being on stage in front of people. It's awkward for me all the time.
Yeah, so you're in your head. You're great on stage.
All right, now, Mariah Carey, let's talk about her settlement. Since Nick Cannon is coming up here today, why not? Before he gets here, let's get it started. They did reach a settlement in their divorce, and they both have declared their income for 2014. How much do you think they made in 2014?
Nick and Mariah?
Yeah, each.
Nick made about $12 million. Mariah made about $23 million.
All right, Nick Cannon made $2.7
million. Wow, I'm way off.
And Mariah made $6.3 million.
Jesus Christ. They so poor.
I thought for sure it was more than that.
I thought Mariah was doing Vegas and all. She wasn't doing Vegas? Yeah, she had a Vegas residency?
Was that before the residency? I think this was for 2014.
Oh, 2014.
Yeah.
Well,
somebody lying. Nick Cannon made more than that off Wild
Enough. Somebody squirreled some
money
away.
I don't believe that. Somebody lying.
Well, Nick Cannon has to put away $5,000 a month in a trust for the kids. Mariah doesn't have to put anything in that trust. And neither one of them can allow their children to address a new person as mom, dad, daddy, mommy, any of that.
That's so real. I didn't know you have to put that in settlements. That should just
be. You can. You can put anything you want.
That should just be off principle. No, you do not have my kids calling some other man daddy.
But if the kid, if the new father's around all the time, he's going to do it regardless.
No, that's Mr. Such and Such. Ain't no damn daddy. What the hell is you talking about?
I don't know.
You shouldn't even do that as a, if you're a mother or a father. You shouldn't even play them kind of games. That's how people get shot.
But if you get married and it's a stepfather.
I ain't got no stepdaddy or no stepkids.
That's Mr. Such and Such.
But if somebody's around all the time, man, call them, hey, Mr.
What do Kardashians call Caitlyn?
I don't know.
Bruce or whatever.
No, they do.
Well, Caitlyn now, but they never called him dad. I never heard him say dad.
I think they consider him his dad.
Hey,
yeah.
I don't know.
You got a step parent in the house, especially after the kids kind of grown.
Yeah, they might have said Bruce. When
that's
the kids
Mr.
are
such
now,
and
I
such.
Do feel like when the kids are grown, but what if it's a baby?
Mr. Such and Such.
All right,
Mr.
Now, what if the father is not around?
That doesn't
or
matter.
The mother's not around, if, and then the person gets remarried. Can the kids call the new person?
If the parents are not around, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They don't know
I'm
that.
I'm just asking.
They don't know that person.
According to your rules, what if the other person's not taking responsibility for their children?
I don't think it matters if the father's not around, but if the father is absolutely in the kid's life and you decided to get remarried and the father still has his visitation rights and he still has his custody, call the other man Mr. Such and Such. That's disrespectful to call him daddy.
My two dads.
No. No.
All right, well, Mariah and Nick also share custody, and the kids are living with her primarily. And if Nick does come to visit, then she has to pay for his travel and lodging, and she also has to sign over the title for their 2012 Ferrari. So that's the deal.
I don't mind that.
That's the deal. We'll talk more about Mariah.
I'm always up for somebody paying for my travel and lodging.
We know, when Nick Cannon gets here.
We know. All right.
I'll put you right in the back in the middle seat, right by the bathroom.
I love free travel and lodging.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
I give up my True Blue number, and that's it.
You stupid. Okay. All right. When we come back, Nick Cannon will be joining us. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Usher with No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
One of the reasons Donald Trump is in the White House.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, he is.
Wait, what happened?
Nick Cannon was encouraging people not to vote.
First of all,
Nick
I wasn't.
Cannon's see, here. Yes, you did.
I'm
Nick.
Only responsible for what I say, not for what you understand, Charlamagne.
Okay, break it down for
so
it down.
Now, what I said is that they don't respect our vote, clearly, is what actually happened. And when I wrote Two Broke the Vote, that was a reflection on what people were telling me when I was in these communities, when I was in the South Side of Chicago, when I was in Compton, when I was in Atlanta, and I was talking, trying to encourage people to register to vote. They was like, man, I'm trying to get this check. I ain't trying to check no ballots. So it was like, That, so I gave that reflection to say that neither Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump was speaking to our community, and that localized voting was more important, especially when dealing with the criminal justice reform and everything that we're trying to do to build this education system.
I agree with that. I wish you would have said it instead of rapped it. You rapped it, I didn't pay
attention.
I didn't
rap it. I did that for you. It was poetry.
It was a poem.
But then I had the opportunity to actually speak on many different platforms about that, and that exactly what happened is what I predicted. I said, y'all, this stuff is already predetermined. It's the lesser of two evils. Picking out which of these candidates is like picking out which gun you wanted to get shot with.
You really thought Trump was had a... I mean, of course he had a chance, but you thought he was going to win?
It's the same system. Pick your oppressor. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You can't vote your way out of oppression. This is a systemic issue.
I look at Donald Trump like they're saying that he's trying to reverse Roe versus Wade, a lot of different things.
Hillary was sneaking. She think about all the stuff they did with Planned Parenthood and all of that type of stuff. That type of stuff is to take our community and forget gentrification. It's real. It's real genocide, and it's been like that for years. This system is not built for us. This is not our land. I appreciate it. I love it. Wouldn't want to live nowhere else. But this wasn't designed for our people.
You know why I like to hear guys like you talk like that, Nick? Because you don't have to talk like that.
Yeah, nah, it's the honest guy truth. And when your eyes are open to certain situations, I mean, I come from a long line of community leaders, and I've always saw, like, too much is given, you're responsible for that, you know, much is required. So I use my platform to tell the truth at the end of the day.
How many chicks have you smashed at Howard so far?
I'm not smashing no chicks at Howard.
I don't believe you, Nick.
Don't you have a baby on the way or something?
I got a song with K. Michelle called Baby on the Way.
they say your ex-girlfriend, I read this report.
I don't have any exes. They turn everybody into my ex. Mm-hmm.
What's
have
the young lady's name?
No, I just remember reading it. I didn't think it was true.
Brittany Bell. Yeah. There you go.
She's a special young lady.
That's not your ex?
I don't have any exes.
Christina only ex. Milian's your ex.
Well, I mean, from Mariah on, that Mariah was my last ex. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is just people that I know, love,
Jessica
and care
White,
for.
Jessica White, because you wrote
she's
a song
not
about
my
her,
ex.
So Nick got a good roster,
that's not my ex. Like, how did people just start to claim themselves?
We talking about French Montana.
French Montana ain't Common. French got a good roster.
We talking about Common, but
Common got a good. Nick got a decent roster.
I don't even want to talk about this right now. Dudes ain't in my league.
Common had Serena. No. Common had Erykah Badu.
Common is close, but that's the thing is.
Yeah, Kerry Washington.
Last time I was here, and I'm gonna stick to this: that you get no wins for talking about your past and all of that type
of
stuff.
You learned that the hard way.
That was not about her.
It was just a girl named Jessica.
She chose, first of all, the song is about cocaine. If you listen to it, it's a cat by the name of Ty Money, a street dude from Chicago, had a song named Jessica. And if you listen to the way we put it out, there's like six Wildin' Out girls named Jessica. And we was like, yo, who's the hottest Wildin' Out girl? And everybody was like, Jessica. And that's how the song started. And then from there, I talked about a lot of chicks I've dealt with named Jessica. She was the one, she took the bait. She bit and thought it was about her and got all emotional and stuff. I'm so offended. I won't even talk about you.
Damn it, man.
Like, you don't know that when you rap, bad stuff happens. Like, stop rapping. Like, just stop.
Trump gets elected. Models start crying. That's why I'm putting out an R&B mixtape. I ain't even rapping no more. I'm singing.
Now, what's the gospel of Ike Turnip? That's interesting.
Yeah, the gospel of Ike Turnip, my side of the story. I mean, honestly, we can get deep into it, but really, when you're put in a situation in the media, people choose to tell the story that they want to tell. And even dealing with personal situations, whether it's divorce, babies, whatever it is, people just make up the story, and then they don't get to hear it. And I always go back, like, What's Love Got to Do With It is one of my favorite films. Lawrence Fishburne was amazing as Ike Turner. And you saw he brought the vulnerability out in him. Like, you were like, dang, they said Ike Turner died of heartbreak because that movie ruined him because they made him the villain. And it's like, they always want to make the guys the villain. It's like, yo, let's hear their side of the story. Even if they did something horribly wrong, like, somebody.
Well, he was definitely a villain.
I don't know about this one, Nick.
No, come on.
I'm listening. I'm trying to
rock
with
me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Rock with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because whether we talk about my little bro, Chris, whether we talk about Ike, whoever it is.
Bill Cosby.
They turn these people into villains and they don't allow them to be remorseful. They don't allow them to change and grow as humans. Why don't they get that opportunity? Yeah, if you've done something horrible, even in all of my people who are institutionalized and incarcerated, these people, it's for rehabilitation. Yeah. We're supposed to be becoming better humans.
Right.
But if you don't allow that person to do that and you let that person die as a villain, that's horrible.
I'm going to tell you why I agree with that. When I saw Chappelle on SNL this weekend, and he was like, I'm going to give Trump a chance. And I'm like, this man has been slandering people for 18 months, and we just so quick to give him a chance. We don't even do that with our own people.
That's what I say. I mean, when you have that big, you know, seek outlook on it, and we want to be, you know, from the bird's eye view, it's all about just being the best human we can possibly be and
so
finding
that
growth.
Does everybody deserve another chance? Like,
I believe everyone deserves a chance.
Like, say R. Kelly.
Hell yeah,
Kelly,
yeah.
We got a couple of chances.
Yeah, and we gave R. Kelly a chance. We gave Michael Jackson a chance.
It depends on the crime.
Because Shawman doesn't give R. Kelly another chance.
You never...
I don't have no choice.
We all have our own demons. And it's like, I'm never going to judge anyone because I'm not in that place to judge.
You kill kids and stuff, though. I can't.
Or a pedophile. What about a pedophile?
I can never forgive an action, because it's almost like it says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, we wrestle against principalities. So those principalities are evil, those things, and they can jump on any individual. So when you start to hate an individual opposed to the principality, that's where we get confused.
All right, we got more with Nick Cannon when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You're on that power.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Nick Cannon in the building now. Are you fearful that people won't take you serious?
Absolutely.
You know, because I was
I wouldn't say fearful. Definitely not fearful.
I was thinking, why wouldn't you put out the music without saying it's you and get a judgment just from...
I've done that, too, and that actually has worked. I've done a lot of writing and stuff, like, over the years. I mean, I've been doing this 20 years just to be like, yo, I'm going to put this out through this artist. I'm going to sign this artist. People don't even know I'm attached
to. Who'd you write for, Nick?
I mean,
we live in the era of tell everybody who you write for. Who you wrote for?
Come on,
you told big boy girls you slept with. You should tell us. Who
nah,
you
because
wrote for.
Like I ain't never wrote no smashes, but I've been in the Kanye camps early on.
You wrote for Kanye?
I knew you was gonna say that. I was there.
That was the headline.
You know, wrote for Kanye West.
I was there doing Gold Digger. You know what I mean? Okay. You know, I wrote the bar for Kanye is, we don't need to stunt. I make black history every day. I don't need a month. That was me. You know what I mean? Kanye's bar. Like, it's stuff like that. So, but that's why I love Kanye and his movement, because he knows how to make great music, great songs. That ego doesn't get into the art form, because he'd be like, yo, if somebody say something dope, let's get to it. And being a part of that process, I've learned so much from him in making songs, because any of us can get in front of a mic and spit bars, but to create a song, that's a true talent.
All right, now let's talk about Ike Turnup for a second more. I saw, now, I'm going to tell you what I was thinking. Because you know who else calls himself Turnup?
You got to get
Ike and Tina.
Have you? There is a song.
Tina Turnup.
There is a song on the mixtape called Sweet Tina that she's on.
So, okay.
Christina
and
Milian
saw y'all been hanging
out.
So, that's
good. Y'all in Queens. What were y'all doing in Queens?
We was going up. Because y'all know I did the King of the Dancehall movie. So, like, you know, the Jamaican culture is real for me.
West Indian culture, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so we went out there. The film's been at all the festivals and stuff. People been embracing it. So I was like, yo, we got to really go out there. You know, she was real with it. I was like, you trying to go to a real club? Like, forget all this city stuff. Let's go to Queens. And she rolled with me.
Do you backtrack often? Like girls you used to smash?
I'm not one of them. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. Once we've been there, once we had what we had, I'd rather embrace being friends. Because
that's nice. Because y'all had a bad breakup, I remember, at the time.
She had a bad breakup. Like, I was more just like, again, you know, trying to be the nice guy, but she was really upset with me.
Okay. Now, what about Chili? Is she like, come on, what are you doing?
That was a good one. Now, when I heard about that one, I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, see, Charlamagne wasn't here the last time I was here when y'all was going at me about that.
That was a good one.
That beautiful person, man, probably one of the sweetest and most intelligent people I've ever. But
she's wearing your chain and all that.
Yeah, she still is.
We had her on a video.
I consider that somebody that's my heart, man. Like, she means so much to me. But I'm not in a place to handle a woman like that. That's you can't play with something like that.
What's wrong with Chili?
How long you gonna keep making that excuse, Nick?
Nah, I'm dead. When you say, it's almost like the women, like when you see them women at church and they come in and they got it all together and you just, all your sins be like, yo, I can't even approach her. Like, she's so right with God that I would feel like I would be doing myself and the rest of the world a disservice to even try to approach. She's that type of
she's
woman.
She's a wife.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I don't even want to step into that because she's so powerful.
So you ain't smashing what you're telling her?
I mean, come on now. I told you I would never again say who I have had intercourse with.
You learned that the hard way after the
hardest way.
What happened? Like, people, they all came at you?
That and the fact that, I mean, like, because everybody start talking about it, and I really realize that, you know, I try to be respectful. I try to be honest in an open book. Yeah. But when you actually are speaking on someone else's, especially because I feel like women are internal beings, and we talk about entering a woman, that's just so, like, that you crossing a line right there when... It's not even conversation that should really be had. Now, if we talk about how much I love this person, how much I respect them, how much I admire their beauty and their sexuality, yeah, but when we start talking about actual clinical intercourse, that's nasty.
Would you marry the Mariah or Erykah Badu? This is how people act after they be with Erykah.
Like, hey, Erykah's the truth. I love her, too.
And Mariah's available again.
Hey, is she? You know better than me. Is she?
I do not know better than you, so stop it. So, hey, they called up the engagement, so...
She was did they? I thought they was working it out.
So you're saying you just read it just like we do?
Yeah.
She don't tell you anything?
I'm on a need-to-know basis. Right. Long as my kids are good, I see you. Weekends, we had Chuck E. Cheese, we flying kites. I don't want to know none of that other stuff.
You don't need
stuff.
To know if they're going to have a stepfather?
You got enough money to build a Chuck E. Cheese in the backyard, by the way.
we kind of got one back there. But... Yeah, I mean, if it gets to that point, like, we had those conversations, but after that, I don't really need to be involved
in
that.
When y'all left, did she ask you for $50 million?
No. I ain't a billionaire.
No.
Did y'all ever play the clip for Nick when Mariah was here and she said if he ever act up, she'd leave him for a billionaire?
Yeah. I mean, y'all didn't play it, but
you
I
said
saw
that.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, you said
I was
it,
like,
yeah.
I remember when she said that. I was here when she said
it. Yeah. You
kind
of did that to yourself,
remember,
Nick.
I told you that it was always out there. She always would say that. Every time we would get in, she was like, I could be with a billionaire. I was like, I know.
At least you ain't never lied.
Oh, so when y'all get into an argument, that's how it was.
That was out, yeah. That was the bars. That was the bars.
So what did you say? I can have sex with all the wild and out girls.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Now, did she make you wait to sleep with her before marriage?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I think we was both on that same page because I was in that space where I was being celibate at the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the ways that we bonded. I mean, the first time that we actually sat down and met, you know, it was on some spiritual stuff. Like, we praying and all of that type of stuff. And I was like, whoa, I didn't even know Mariah had this side to her. And then a lot of people don't know, like, whoa, she's a really good girl and conservative when it comes to that and deep into the Bible and all of that. Mm-hmm. And people just wouldn't think about that. So that we had that connection. And then from there, that's usually like, how could you get married so fast when you feel like you're on the same wavelength spiritually and you're trying to get to what you're trying to get to, them pheromones is jumping and stuff. You're like, all right, well, we ain't going to have sex before we get married, so
we gotta get
call
married.
The pastor. Let's get this popping. Yeah. And that's kind of how things, you know, move. Funny, as someone like being Christian all my life, I seen that happen a lot in the church. Young people get married right away so they
you
can...
You married Mariah just to have sex with her?
That's what you got out of that. That's what you got out of that.
Nick is grimy.
Forget the
Nick really a grimy
Nick
on the low, yo. Nick is really a grimy ass on the low, man. Jesus Christ.
All right. Are you celibate? Are you celibate now?
I turn up.
Wow.
You know, what am I now?
what am I now?
If you're celibate, that means you're not having sex. If you're having sex, you're
I don't go into it trying to have sex. I don't meet, like, I used to be, like, on that prowl. Mm-hmm. Now I'm rather have a real connection. If it happens, it happens, but I'm not looking to have sex with anybody in that sense.
All right, well, we got Nick Cannon in the building. Matter of fact, let's get to something off the mixtape. This one is featuring Quavo. Nick Cannon says The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Nick Cannon featuring Quavo. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jeremiah's on that as well. Now, do artists have a hard time doing songs with you? Because you got a bunch of artists. You got the Migos. You got
Gucci. Why
would
you have a hard time doing songs with Nick Cannon?
Because a lot of people don't necessarily take Nick serious as a rapper. You talk about him all the time.
That's why I made an R&B tape. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's the thing. When it comes to being a musician, I even got to credit cats like Drake, Bryce, and all of that stuff to be able, they opened it up for me because I was singing and stuff back in the day for a long time, but it wasn't cool to be able to do both. So I was like, okay, now I can sing these bars. I can sing my emotions. And that actually gives you another level of talent to be like, dang, I didn't know he had the ability to do that. Where Charlamagne would be like, yo, his flow was whack. I don't want to hear Nick Cannon rap. I want to hear 21 Savage. I understand
21.
That.
21. Why are you trapping so hard?
I understand that mentality because right. I don't live that lifestyle. I ain't toting hammers and I ain't talking about moving work.
I don't like it.
I understand why people like it. It's a certain energy, and I'm never going to give that energy. Mm-hmm. So if I could come from a place where it's more soulful and singing about it, that was the approach. And I think once I told every artist that, they rocked with it. Me doing a song with Quavo, you know, trying to turn up and talk about moving bricks was look ridiculous. But right. me saying, like, yo, I'm in love with this girl. I know you got a girl. Like, we can make a song together on that level.
Yeah, I heard the Rihanna in Sex with Nick, so amazing.
I hope it didn't sound like I was shooting my shot. First of all, I didn't sing
that. Was a shot.
I was shooting my shot.
Okay.
I was shooting my shot.
As long as she knows what it is. Though,
like, yeah, and she liked it. She liked it on the gram. So we get into it. We get into it.
Okay.
We get into it.
What about your back? Listen, but now what about Geico? What about Chris Brown? Like, you know, that's his ex that they was in.
That's my little bro. We about to reveal some stuff.
Uh-oh.
I've known them before they were together. Mm-hmm. So if I knew your girl before she was your girl, technically I had a personal relationship with Rihanna before he did. So the fact that if we could just pick up and be like, that's not his girl like that.
So you dated Rihanna first?
I didn't say I dated her. No, I knew her. Damn, Angela's
friends.
But I'm just saying, like,
knowing somebody.
Think about, okay, let's take it to high school.
Okay.
If we was all in the 9th grade together, mm-hmm. by the time, and they dated in the 10th grade, when we in the 11th grade, is she off limits? We knew each other.
Dude, if that's somebody that I'm really close with, I wouldn't date anybody they dated, period. Especially
little bro. Old-fashioned. Who does that?
Now,
my mama dated my daddy brother. What y'all gonna say? Old-fashioned.
I have a code, okay?
Now, did you and Amber have a falling out?
Nah, never falling out. We just kind of, you know, we grew apart.
What happened to that show? Did you write for the show?
My idea, that's kind
of... Remember he talked about this last time he was here. He had a whole different plan.
A different concept of what she should do. Originally, I sold a show to MTV with Amber and Blac Chyna, and they were together. And then they started, early, you know, things. And then I was like, you know what? This is too much for me. Like, mm-hmm. one, it ain't enough money in it. And
but it was some diva stuff?
It got to be a lot. It was taking up too much of my time. Yeah. And I was like, I had to be like, nah, this is, I'm dollars and cents at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It could be a hit show, but if I'm only making X amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars, then there's no point for me to even be stressing over this
one. Yeah, who needs the extra $300,000, right, Nick?
I'd rather have be stress free than that $300,000.
Yeah.
I'm at that point in my life to where it's like it ain't about the money. I just want to do things that make me happy. And I wanted
net worth.
I wanted to preserve my relationship with Amber. I never want, like, all of my artists that I work with, whether it's Amber, Kehlani, all these people. I don't want to be in your day to day business.
Right.
I don't want to be that.
What the hell you do with Kehlani?
Yeah, Kehlani's dope.
You know that's
no.
I discovered her off of America's Got Talent.
And I didn't know that.
She was on America's Got Talent.
That's when I wanted to kill herself, right?
In times like that, that's when I step up as a family member.
Right.
I was the first person at the hospital. I was the one that made sure I calmed all of the crazy mm-hmm. craziness down when Chris started talking crazy and all that. Like, I just, because to me, it's about human life.
Right.
And so those are the times when
we
I step in.
We don't take that lightly, and I said the same thing. I don't take it lightly when somebody says they want to hurt themselves or they don't.
Because you tried.
And we've all been there. We've mm-hmm. all been to those dark places where we get super depressed and we feel like whatever got you to that point. So and she's a young girl. You know what I mean? I signed her when she was 16 years old. And, you know, and she was homeless then.
She still signed you?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. So, but it's like.
She just did Powerhouse. I really like Kalani a lot.
She was homeless at 16? You believe in her talent that much?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Paid for all of that stuff. And that's it, like when you can see somebody's passion, somebody has something special, I invest in those type of people.
How do you intervene with her relationship? Without sounding like a hater, I guess. Because, you know, she was messing with Kyrie, messing with Party. And you, as a big bro, you want to be like, look, man, come on, man.
I've always kept it real with her. And she see how I move. And as she got old, because at first when she was a teenager, I really wasn't even paying attention to that. But now that she's like in her early 20s, I'm like, all right, well, shoot, let me at least let you know how I see it. But and even those guys, you know, Kyrie, that's my bro, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I got to be a big brother. I'm like, look, I'm going to tell you what dudes do.
You got to be like almost like a father figure.
Yeah.
But do what you want to do. I never want to get in the way of that. And she figures it out, you know.
I had that conversation with my daughter.
Really?
At 15. Like, I had to tell her, like this is what dudes do.
But you daddy, though, and her situation is different because she might go back and say, well, Nick said.
Yeah.
That you're
and then I look like a hater. Daddy ain't never going to look like a hater.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? So I was like, look. That's the same thing where I give my same opinions to all Amber, to all, like, people, women come to me for advice because they know I'm going to keep it all the way 1,000.
And Nick Cannon's worth $50 million, by the way, for any ladies out there that want to travel.
You need to update that website.
So when do we get to see this dance hall movie? I want to see it really badly.
So now it's doing a festival run. I made an art film. So it was at Toronto. It's going to be at Santa Barbara. It's going to be at a bunch of places. But I got a really big and unique offer that you guys will be hearing about really soon that's kind of unprecedented and kind of changing new media on how people going to view movies.
Oh, okay.
So they haven't made the announcement yet, but the same way, like, when you go to a festival, like when Nate went to the festival mm-hmm. and sold his joint for $17 million and all that, we're going to be making that announcement.
Now, what about the mixtape? When does that come out?
It's out.
It's out right now.
It's out.
Andy, what you going to play
for me? He's trolling everybody now with the K. Michelle single, Baby on the Way.
Yeah.
Because the rumor came out you had a baby on the way last week.
Are you sure it's not yours? Because I don't want you to come back. I just want to make sure.
Who said it wasn't mine?
Oh, so Britney's child is yours.
I got a baby on the way.
Oh, God.
From Britney Bell.
He's like, let me get this straight. Absolutely.
Okay.
We put that out there.
Nothing wrong with that, Nick. You can afford it. You're worth $50 million.
God said, be fruitful and multiply.
There you go.
I'm doing the Lord's work out here. You need one?
You really have a baby on the way?
You want one?
I need a baby. You get a baby.
Yeah, everybody get a baby.
You get a baby.
I'm passing them out. We shooting.
Daddy Nick, we appreciate you for joining us, a.k.a. Iced Out Turban.
Yeah.
You have a baby on the way.
It's Nick Cannon. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor Report. Rumor Report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the Golden State Warriors were playing in Toronto, obviously against the Raptors, and it was Drake night. And Drake was going at KD very hard throughout the whole entire game, trash-talking him from his seat, and here is what happened in the post-game interview.
But I think overall we played a good game. You know, after the first quarter, we moved the basketball well, and, you know, everybody was involved.
And this was Drake Knight here, and he's the one who just interrupted us. What, give me a taste of what the trash talk was like, what the, you know, what the interaction is like with your buddy there.
I don't give a damn about no damn Drake Knight.
See, that audio don't do the video no justice, because Drake shoves Kevin Durant as he walks by.
During the interview.
During the interview.
Kevin Durant stares him down. He's out getting no damn about no damn Drake.
Drake gonna get swung on in one of them games. He be too passionate. Drake be out, he out there like he be shooting the jump shots in people's face.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
I thought you can't touch players.
Maybe after the game?
Well, when it's your night. Oh. And you got your own jerseys and jackets and all that other
stuff.
All
right, the NBA gonna show him.
Maybe they was just joking around with each other.
Kev got a little serious.
And that was after the game. That was after the game. Yeah.
And they did win. The Warriors won. So no hard feelings.
That was funny.
Don't just push me in the
it's
back.
It's nice to win. He should have said it's nice to win on Drake night, man.
See, the problem with waffle colored Negroes is they play too much sometimes. Like, they'll walk up to you and smash you in the face with a cake and think it's funny.
In front that of all happened your... to Envy.
Yeah. Another one of his waffle colored friends did that to him.
Yo, Mono's not waffle colored.
Yeah. What is Mono then?
Mono's darker than you.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I must have been drunk that night then. Because
yeah.
I saw a toast. I saw well-cooked toast.
A little burnt toast.
He's darker than the new Charlemagne.
He's darker than the new Charlemagne.
All right, 50 Cent has been nominated for a People's Choice Award, and he wants you to go ahead and vote. Here is 50 Cent finding out.
Power is nominated for Favorite Premium Drama Series. You're up against Homeland, House of Cards, Narco, and Orange is the New Black.
Damn, so I better get my acceptance speech ready now.
The people vote. You are encouraged to stand.
They're gonna pull some Donald Trump on me, man.
I'm not gonna lie, that's a toss up for me.
What you mean?
It's Orange between Orange is the New Black and Power. Because
Orange
is the
New Black. Right? You don't watch Homeland, right?
Not really a little
Homeland's
bit.
Good.
But Orange is the New Black was phenomenal this season.
Well, okay? 50 Cent wants to make sure you go ahead and vote for Power.
Power was great too.
Vote for me. This is the People's Choice Awards. This is the people saying this. This is not like somebody just picking politics and all that. Y'all vote for me. Go to peoplechoice.com and spam them all. Keep pressing the button and button and the button and the button until I win.
Can I cast two votes just to be
no.
fair?
No. You got to vote for fifth.
What are you going to pick for your People's Choice?
I really don't know. That's a tough one. Power was phenomenal this season. Orange is the New Black was phenomenal this season.
Hmm.
Can't front.
Must see TV.
Power.
All right. And Ja Rule is putting out his last album. Now, he has said it's going to be called Coupe de Grace. Is that how you say it? What he says is that means a final blow, because that's going to be his final album. He said, I think it's full circle for me. He said, this is my last album. Veni, Vedi, Vici was, he came, he saw, he conquered. That was kind of like my intro, so it's all full circle.
Why, though? Like, why does he want to quit now?
He said that he's getting weirder as he gets older. He has said this before in GQ magazine. He said, I just want to be a recluse. I want to disappear. He said, you know, he did do a reality show, but he said, I used to love being famous. It was the dopest, funnest thing. Not anymore.
Drop one of Clues Bombs with Ja Rule. I don't know why MTV did not bring back that his reality show with his family. I thought it was great. I understand the weird part, though, because I was walking down the street in New York one day, and I heard somebody yelling my name, and I looked up, and Ja was just standing on, like, a roof of a bodega or something for no reason.
He was standing on the roof
around.
Of a bodega.
No. It was like a little convenience store. It wasn't no cameras around.
He's just
nothing.
Chilling.
Why are you just chilling on a roof in New York? No.
In Manhattan?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I meant to ask Ja about that. Well, Ja, why were you just standing up there?
You know, he did a Foot Locker commercial. That's hilarious.
That's
he's
funny.
An Uber driver.
Funny as hell.
I saw it.
That's hilarious.
Funny as hell.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, 4 After the Hour is a prime example of what I always tell you about you can't tell someone how to react, but you can call them stupid for their reaction.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, November 17th, goes to the young man who gunned down Mitchell Moreman Jr. outside of Church Bar in Atlanta, Georgia. Two things here. One, I tell you people all the time, when you do or say something to someone, you can't tell them how to react. So if you don't want to deal with all the consequences and repercussions that could come with offending someone, leave people alone. Two, I also tell you that no head of state, no president can save you the same way you can't save these hoes. That's Jesus' job. But these presidents are symbols. What they represent can unite and empower a nation, or bring the morale down and divide the nation. Our president-elect is doing the latter. And now Mitchell Moreman Jr. is probably dead because of it. See, Shanita Walker told WSBT-TV that the alleged shooter uttered something disrespectful to her as she was on a date with Mitchell Moreman Jr. And as she went back into the bar, he said something disrespectful, and then Mitchell Moreman was angry and he confronted the man and they began arguing. And Walker said Moreman jokingly told the man he voted for Trump. And let's go to WSB-TV for the rest of the report.
Police are searching for a suspect who murdered a father of three outside of a bar.
My son did not deserve to die. He was a loving person, full of life.
Moreman's mom and dad say the 32-year-old was father of three young kids. He was out celebrating a new job when he was shot and killed.
Well, he was looking for avenues to support his children, and that's because he's a loving father.
A woman was also shot outside the bar at the busy corner of Edgewood and Boulevard, less than a block from the King Center. She survived, but Moreman was killed.
A person that would shoot somebody down like that in the street don't need to be out. I can't believe my baby's gone.
Now, I don't know if him joking about voting for Trump was what pushed this guy to kill Mitchell Moreman Jr., but if that was the reason, this is what I mean when I say we don't need a president that builds walls. We need a president that builds bridges. Now, the guy who gunned down Mitchell Moreman Jr. could have just been crazy. He could have been on drugs. He could have been just a troublemaker. Or he could simply be a proud Hispanic man who doesn't find it funny when people like our president-elect are directing hate speech towards Mexicans, Hispanics, and Latinos. How quickly we forget how Trump's racial incitement has incited hate crimes. Remember when the two brothers were in Boston and they beat up the Latino homeless man and they cited Trump's anti-immigrant message for doing it? And then Trump didn't even bother to distance himself from that situation. Instead, he suggested that the men were well-intentioned and had simply gotten carried away. I think his exact quote was, "I will say that people who are following me are very passionate. They love this country, and they want this country to be great again. They are passionate." What does that even mean? So when you know someone has said such negative, hateful things to a particular group in this country, why would you even play with that man like that? Now, does that justify Mitchell Moreman Jr. being shot and killed? Absolutely not. But once again, you can't tell someone how to react when they are offended. But we can call them stupid for their reaction. And killing a man because they support Donald Trump, choking or otherwise, is stupid. You can't let the devil win like that. You can't let the devil get the best of you. And you must always remember to never take offense, because that which offends you only weakens you and creates the same negative energy that offended you in the first place. How many times do I have to tell y'all one of the four agreements? Okay? And it's the one you should remember the most in situations like this. I understand we are all men. We have pride. We have egos. But in moments like this, you have to simply ask yourself, is it worth it? So what, he supported Trump? Let's hypothetically say he was a real Trump supporter. Is his support of Trump worth you throwing your whole life away?
Mm-mm.
Huh? Absolutely not. To me, Trump supporters are terrible decision makers. They simply make poor choices in life. So this guy who killed Mitchell Moreman Jr. took offense to that, and he decided to make a poor choice, too. What did I just say? Don't take offense, because when you take offense, you create the same negative energy that offended you in the first place. Poor choices beget more poor choices. Now this guy is going to spend the rest of his life in jail simply because of a poor choice. Mitchell joked about being a Trump supporter. You could have given him a nice middle finger. Could have screamed, kiss my ass. Hell, even a punch in the face is better than what you chose to do. But who am I to tell someone how to react to what offended them? I can't tell you how to react, but I damn sure can give you a donkey for how you reacted. Please give the killer of Mitchell Moreman Jr. the biggest hee-haw, please. And anyone with information regarding the shooting is asked to call the Atlanta Police Homicide Unit.
It's homicide.
I tried to pronounce it right, too.
Yeah, I see. You saw me, right?
Did you see how I looked? I tried to pronounce it right.
It's the opposite of what you think it is.
Yes.
So it's homicide.
There you go.
Homicide
it's
Unit.
Never, it's never at, homicide. It's at, homicide.
At 404-546-4235. If you have information, reach out and touch 404-546-4235. That's the Atlanta Police Homicide Unit.
Yes, okay. You said it right.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Terrible, tragic story. Our condolences to the family of the man who was killed.
All right. When we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you have, if you need some relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll put you live on the air. Again, the number's 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was 50 Cent, 21 Questions. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. What line you want to go to, Yee?
Let's do call it three.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Chris.
Chris, what's your question for Yee?
All right. I'm in love with another female outside my girlfriend.
Okay, so you have a girlfriend, but you're in love with somebody else?
Yes.
All right. Let's...
But I love my girlfriend, too, like, tremendously. But it's crazy because I love the other girl.
Let's back up. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
4 years.
4 years. Okay, now how did you meet this other girl? Who is she?
That is an ex-girlfriend.
Okay, ex-girlfriend. And y'all broke up how long ago?
Oh, maybe about 6 years ago.
And you never got over it, or what happened?
No, I kind of got over it, but we start talking again as far as on a friendship level. So it was like our friendship level just blossomed and we just became great friends and the love just came back.
Okay, so basically she never really was your friend. It was just always somebody that you... Does your current girlfriend know that you're friends or that you reinitiated a friendship with your ex?
Definitely. And see, that's one thing I'll never hide that from her. Mm-hmm. Because I just wouldn't hide it from her. Yeah, she know.
So your current girlfriend who... I assume your relationship was going well.
Yeah, definitely.
She loves you. She trusts you. She has no problem with you being friends with your ex.
Right.
And you're betraying that trust now by saying that you're in love with your ex.
But see, well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I guess so. So, but my main question is, like, what do I do? Like, do I not talk to her no more? Like,
do you want to stay with your girlfriend?
I definitely do.
All right, well then, yes, you better stop talking to your ex, period.
But what if my girlfriend like her, too?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Now, where did this come in?
It came in from the beginning. We just ain't put that part in there yet.
Okay, so now you've been having these threesomes, and on the side, you've caught feelings for the person you're having threesomes with.
Definitely.
Clown.
This sounds crazy.
You're a clown, bro. You need a red nose and a little car.
And I'm sure your girlfriend has some indication when you bring somebody else into your relationship, things like this can happen.
Right.
So maybe it's time for y'all all to have a sit down and figure it out because this sounds like a very non-traditional relationship.
Okay.
Maybe she'll be fine with it. Maybe all three of y'all will be together, but you just can't be sneaky and going behind somebody's back. And you have to realize that if you come to her, A, what if she has feelings for her and they decide to be without you?
Ooh. Then I'll be looking stupid.
You sure will. Somebody gonna look stupid, though. But anyway... Maybe y'all all will be happy together. I don't know. I can't answer that. But that is the danger of bringing somebody else into your relationship. You never know how it's going to turn out, especially somebody you have feelings for previously.
Exactly.
So
right. You're right.
It sounds like it's time for you to talk to the side chick. If you want to stay with your girlfriend and you feel like this could ruin your relationship, y'all need to cut that out. But it's time for you and your girlfriend to have a nice sit down and chat about it. Sounds like she's very open to letting you do certain things. She's joined you in certain things. So she should have no problem figuring out how do y'all move forward.
Facts. But why should all the men say I'm a clown, though? Like,
because you fell in love with the girl that you and your wife was having sex with, bro.
That's not my wife.
Well, your girlfriend. You don't fall.
You know, I can understand if we took an oath under God, but, like, we just live in life.
Man, on Thanksgiving, do you fall in love with the stuffing more than the turkey? Do you fall in love with the French fries more than the steak or the hamburger, bro? No, man.
Well, she might like her more than him, too, though.
So, never make the side the main is what I'm telling you.
I'm not going to lie. Some people I know have a relationship where they're happily together and they have another person that they both love. They call it having an extra wife or something like that.
I love yams, but I ain't going to eat the yams by themselves.
I've never done that, but maybe that's worth you having a conversation.
You got to have your sides with your main.
All right.
Okay, you don't have your sides without Jermaine. Who's Jermaine?
With Jermaine. Who's Jermaine?
Jermaine.
You and Jermaine?
Jermaine. You and Jermaine.
Somebody in the room asked me, who's Jermaine? I said, Jermaine.
Yeah. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Karis from Houston, Texas.
Hey, mama.
Shout
what's your question for you?
Hey. So, Angela, uh-oh. I got to tell you something.
Okay.
It was my ex. Well, as of yesterday, he was my ex.
So, he's your ex now?
He's my ex now, yeah, okay. As of yesterday.
He broke up yesterday. Okay.
Yes. Over a Facebook post, Angela, it was a meme about how black women should stop putting weave in their hair because natural fits everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I simply made a comment saying, I can wear, because I'm natural myself, I can wear weave, I can wear my sew-in, I can do whatever I want to, and it doesn't determine what type of woman I am.
Right.
He gets mad at me and texts me, said, that's ignorant. Can't believe you represent yourself like that on Facebook. What? We don't need to talk anymore.
What? Damn. Okay, I don't even understand that.
Exactly. Neither do I, but that's what I was like, should I try to, like, listen, try to reason with him, or should I just, like, let it go?
Sounds like he was trying to find a way out of the relationship, and he came up with any excuse.
I ain't gonna lie. You know how trash your vagina must be to get for him to break up with you over a Facebook post?
That sounds...
Whatever.
First of all, do you really want to be with somebody you got to walk on eggshells around because of your Facebook post that was harmless? How long have y'all been together, or were you together?
We worked for 7 months, but the thing is, we worked together. So I see him every day. And we had a breakup about 2 months ago because I added his ex on LinkedIn.
Jesus Christ.
Why did you add his ex on LinkedIn? You knew her already?
No, because part of me wanted to be nosy, but the other part of me, I just added people on LinkedIn because to expand my net.
You box trash, Ma.
No. First of all, why is he stalking you like this on social media?
I don't know. He said it just popped up on his news feed, so he questioned me about it and got... real life mad about it.
This just, first of all, this whole relationship already sounds, for 7 months in and y'all work together, it sounds a little messy.
All I hear is dry poom poom, ma.
It sounds messy because it sounds messy because you're being nosy, checking on his ex-girlfriends. He's breaking up with you over a Facebook post. It just sounds like it's not going to work.
Somebody boxing ain't got no grip on it.
Whatever, Charmaine. I had him sprung off the box, but I guess not sprung enough.
If I break up with somebody,
it just seems like a silly reason to break up with somebody, and I feel like it's an excuse.
Vaginal trash.
Like, that can't be the only reason.
He's 38 and I'm 24, so I'm guessing his age difference, too. I don't know.
Man. He probably don't even understand.
You young in your box trash? Lord have mercy.
Well, listen, all I know is it sounded a little stressful on your behalf. You over here adding exes and stuff like that on his behalf. He's trying to monitor what you're doing on social media and telling you what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. I think maybe y'all just have a real big difference of opinion. Maybe it's just not meant to be.
Maybe your box just trash.
And plus, he broke up with you. That just sounds real harsh.
You're right.
Go do some Kegels, ma.
I could see, like, if you had an issue with something, you guys should be able to discuss it. But to break up with somebody over a Facebook post that's not that serious, that sounds stupid.
Exactly. And he texted me about it during work. He was like, I just can't anymore.
He a grown, mature man acting like a kid? That sounds crazy.
He unfollowed your vagina, ma.
Plus, you don't really seem like you like him that much anyway. I'm going to be honest.
No, she love him.
He blocked your poom poom on Twitter, ma.
No. Shut up, Charlamagne. I had strong feelings for him. I did. I loved him. He was very honest.
Ask him how your vagina is, Ma, if he's so honest.
You just got to see him at work every day, but you don't want to bring that energy into the workplace either.
Good luck.
By the way, what's your Instagram? I just want to see for cultural purposes. What's your Instagram?
You calling the Breakfast Club about and telling our business?
Okay, let me look.
Good, and I know because he listens every morning. So
oh, it's over for you.
Good.
Okay, Karis, you calling from Texas.
It's over for you. Is this him on your Instagram page?
How's she look, Charlamagne?
She got the natural thing going on, like she enjoy a good Jill Scott concert. You know what I'm saying?
Is this him that y'all went shopping together with your sunglasses on?
Definite black soap.
Black soap,
no,
okay.
That's my friend in Chicago. I've deleted all pictures of us together.
Damn, you didn't waste no time.
Nah, she smoked.
Y'all just broke up yesterday. You knew you wasn't. You deleted all the pictures already?
She smoked. Her lips black. She smoked.
She smoked.
No, I don't.
So your lips just naturally black?
Something like that.
Okay. Nice little, you got a big ass forehead.
Well, stop it. Goodbye, mama.
All the pretty girls do whatever. So does Tyra. All the pretty girls do. I'll take that.
Listen.
Would you get off her page? All right.
I'm just looking. I'm going to be honest with you. I can eyeball good box. This ain't good box, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you.
All right. Ask
you. Well, your penis ain't genuine penis, Charlamagne, just so you know.
Hey, you're probably right.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way. Since we're talking about genuine.
I mean, let's talk about his penis some more. Also, we'll talk about the Jackson family. What are they saying about these allegations that Janet Jackson has a secret child out there somewhere?
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, I know we talked about this episode of Growing Up Hip Hop where James DeBarge, who is Janet Jackson's ex-husband, had some things to say about the rumor of them having had a child back in the day that she secretly hid all these years. Here's what he said.
Well, I did an article because I thought it was time to end this. The truth not coming forward and people are being a coward when it comes to it. But honest, the truth, I didn't know. I didn't know. I was under the impression that there was no baby. And I wanted to believe it's not true, but it is.
I need subtitles to understand anything he's saying. Why was he whispering? He was trying to talk like Janet Jackson.
I think he was told there was no baby, but he wanted to believe it was true, but it isn't. So he's just trying to say that there's a baby out there. Well, not a baby anymore. It'd be fully grown adults.
By the way, only rich people hide babies, okay?
All right, well,
us poor folks have to find other babies to carry on our taxes.
A source from the Jackson family is saying that that is 100% false. They said this is a disturbed individual or a publicity stunt because it's just not true. So people are saying that Janet Jackson's niece, Stevana, has a very uncanny resemblance to her, and they've been posting pictures of her ever since then as well.
She don't look like Janet to me. She's a pretty girl, but she don't look like Janet Jackson.
Right, here's another one. I mean, and so
now,
if
right
that's
there
her,
she do now. I ain't gonna lie. Right there
she look like Janet
right
Jackson.
She look like Janet. Right there she look like.
But if that is her niece, Janet. I mean, they could still have some similarities.
Why? Maybe she don't know she Janet's daughter.
Okay.
For real? Like she don't know what vagina she came out of. She only know what they tell her.
All right. Well, he's trying to say
no,
that
none of us remember what vagina we came out of.
That it is true.
We just know the woman that we was next to our whole life that said she was mama.
And you don't know whose penis, impregnated.
That's a fact too.
But. Speaking of penises, let's get into genuines. Apparently, some
pictures.
You're
all over this one this morning, huh, ye?
Leaked. Everyone's been talking about it. Listen, everybody came in the room just to look at the pictures. They were crowded around the laptop to see genuine's penis.
What are
genuine penis popping on Facebook.
That's right.
Genuine penis is like Kermit the Frog on Twitter to Facebook.
Let me see if his penis is still trending. But he tweeted out, everybody keeps talking about pics and all. So what? We all trust people at times that we shouldn't, won't say names as of now. Stay tuned. So he's not denying that it's his because his face isn't in it, but his hand is. So we don't know for sure, but it looks like, you know, it's not a bad look.
Are they about to have a TGT challenge where all the members of TGT leak their penis pics? Genuine's currently in the lead. Tank, Tyrese, y'all up next.
All right,
is that what you want to see?
No, I'm just giving them an idea.
Who would you put your money on?
I'm not.
He thought about it for a second.
He thought about it for a second. Well,
for a second, he was like thinking, how tricky is this question? I know it's a trick question, but how tricky is it?
Very tricky.
Is there any way I could even remotely answer this?
No.
I'm saying, can you look at a guy and be like, he looks like he would have the biggest penis in TGT?
I don't have those kind of eyeballs.
Another trick question.
Yeah, I don't look at guys and think about their penis size.
Do guys compare to like if someone's penis picture leaks? You don't look at me like, let me see what it looks like in comparison to mine.
No.
Just to know.
Charlamagne has before. He said he has before.
Nah, I mean, you think about it. I mean,
see?
I'm saying, if you see, like, even if you're watching a porno, you're like, damn, man, you know, that Mine ain't that big, you know.
Nah, mine's bigger than that. I don't shoot out like that.
All right, enough, guys. Come on. It's a family show.
If I see one,
if you see one, you
have a natural comparison. Like, yeah, okay. Think about it.
All right, wrestling legend Big Van Vader. I thought this was a sad story. He announced on Twitter that he has less than 2 years to live. He's a former WWE star. He also played in the NFL. He said, told by two heart doctors that my heart is wore out. I have been given less than 2 years to live. I am only now allowing this as part of my reality.
Big Van Vader got to be like 60 years old now, though.
Right, he said he has congestive heart failure.
He's been big his whole life, too, by the way.
And he also did say that this is part of him having, he said the doctors told him it was from playing football and from wrestling. That's why.
Probably the weight. It's probably too much pressure.
A lot of weight. Big Van Vader was always big. A lot of weight. A lot of pressure on that heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Way to end it with a downer.
Okay. Big Van Vader.
All right, well, up next is the People's Choice. Make sure you want to hear something at DJ Envy. And shout to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, hit me up with your request. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's OT Genesis. Cut it.